the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. And, of course, we want to welcome in the two new stations from last week in Grand Junction, Colorado, KNZZ 1100 on the AM, and in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, KGLN AM 980. Thanks for joining us. And I always give a throw out to my favorite station. It's my favorite because my mother-in-law occasionally listens to us on it, WTIS in Tampa. And of course, we're now on TuneIn as well as iHeart Radio Talk. So you can get us virtually any place on the planet, certainly any place the internet is, on RadioMD.com. Great stories this week. We go over the top medical news stories of the week, as well as in this half hour, in this hour, we have Gary Ginsberg's What's Toxic, What's Not. And in the next half hour, we have wonderful Dr. Arthur Perry, who's a great plastic surgeon, really is a skilled plastic surgeon, and I know him for probably 40 years now. But Arthur Perry is going to talk to us about tattoos and what's hiding behind them, what you need to know about tattoos, and also he's going to talk about what should a facial do. There's a snail facial and a bird poop facial. What's the story on all these weird facials? Do they do any good? Are they anything special? Gary Ginsberg will talk to us about the Colorado West Nile outbreak and what it's doing, what you have to do if you're going to receive or get a transfusion or give a transfusion. Also, he's going to talk about a very interesting thing, Zilmax. What's in your beef? What is Zilmax and why is it in your beef and is it a problem? And also how to keep triclosan. That's the antibiotic that's been shown to have a problem associated with it, and we'll go over what the problem is with Gary Ginsberg, as well as how to keep it out of your kid's hand. Right now, I want to go over a couple of the top medical news stories of the week before the break. A new sign of stimulants toll on the young. The number of young adults taken to the emergency room after taking Adderall, Ritalin, or other stimulants has quadrupled in recent years. Quadrupled, gone up fourfold. If you will, the number of emergency room visits related to the stimulants from 18 to 34 years of age, meaning not the stimulants, but the people 18 to 34 who've shown up in emergency rooms, from 5,600 to 23,000 in 2011. That's just in 6 years, from 5,600 to 2005. It's part of a broader pattern of negative health effects from prescription drug use across America, if you will. And this is the amazing thing, 67% of them, they weren't their prescription. They got the Adderall or the Ritalin from a friend or relative. 17% of them bought them, 50% got them free. Don't give your drugs away. And in fact, steroids and opioids are some of the others, maybe the baseball Major League Baseball's cracking down on performance-enhancing drugs will crack down on this as well. It isn't that it is related to energy drinks, but that's the other problem that has been brought up in the emergency rooms for our youth. That is, the energy drinks, when combined with alcohol, make you think you're not drunk when you are, and you can take a lot more in, and there are overdoses from alcohol from this. The second one, I think, is a related story. Gupta apologizes for his stance on medical marijuana. He was very negative on it. There's no doubt medical marijuana for the person with chronic pain, for some specific syndromes, for the patient with chronic cancer who needs to eat more, it's very specific and important. For leisure time use, I'm not so sure, but it certainly doesn't look like it's more problem than alcohol. but we've got to obviously license it and get it pure. And the other thing I want to caution against is smoking it. Smoking it, one joint gives you four times the lung damage of a cigarette. So if you're doing it regularly, it's worse. It makes your lungs bad, and it, in fact, increases your risk of not only lung cancer, but of bladder cancer, of erectile dysfunction, of all those things that tobacco does. So don't take it that way. Take it in pills, or, if you will, sniff it, or have it in brownies if you're one of those with a prescription for medical marijuana. So it's probably not as addictive as any of the other drugs, but it is that are Schedule 1. It shouldn't be Schedule 1. It probably should be Schedule 2 or 3. But in addition, which just means it's not as addictive as many of the other things, it has benefit, but only for specific conditions. Another story, top story this week, the epidemic of poor dental hygiene in nursing homes. Why is this important? Because it increases the risk of stroke. It increases the risk of dementia. And in fact, getting rid of the dental problem, that is the dental infection, often makes mental function better and often cures a lot of other things, such as type 2 diabetes. So the message is, if you have a relative in a nursing home, have their teeth evaluated, get their teeth taken care of, brush their teeth when you're there if you can help them do that. In 24 homes in Wisconsin, 31% had teeth broken to the gums with visible roots, 35% had substantial oral debris and periodontitis. In Kansas, it's even worse, but it's the same type of problem, so it is an important one. Probably the article that caught my eye, other than the one on sugar and prostate cancer, and what we said about that one, is there, if you have a higher blood sugar level than normal, it turns on genes in prostate cancers, probably in breast cancers, that make them more active and more lethal. So giving a drug that decreased blood sugar routinely to patients with prostate cancer decreased their death rate by 25% for every 6 months it was given. The drug, your doctor will know it, is metformin or glucophage, which lowers blood sugar. Conversely, increasing blood sugar levels increase metastases and increase death and pain from this. And what's found for prostate cancer usually comes to breast cancer and vice versa. How do you keep your blood sugar low? Get a healthy fat, such as 6 walnuts or 12 almonds or 20 peanuts, 30 minutes before you're going to eat. That slows your stomach from emptying. Since blood sugar is absorbed in the intestine, you're much less likely to have a higher blood sugar level because you slow your stomach from emptying. And since sugar is absorbed in the intestine, you don't absorb it as fast. The other thing is to cut out added sugars, added syrups, and any grain but 100% whole grain. So that ice cream cone, not only the saturated fat in it can be hurting your arteries, but in fact the sugar causes cancers to grow faster. I wanted to tell Warren Buffett, who bought part of Coca-Cola and loves to show that he drinks Coca-Cola, that Coca-Cola is probably making his prostate cancer grow much faster since he had radiation therapy for it. Next, the last story I'll cover this half hour before we get Gary Ginsberg on, and Gary's top, if you will, what's toxic and what's not, great segment that's coming up, is if you're in need of a new hip, should you go to Denmark for it? It's much cheaper there. In Denmark, the average cost, this is a top New York Times article, you can get it from New York Times last Sunday, the cost of in Denmark was around, I think, $11,500, even when you got the airplane flight thrown in. In the United States, the average cost is someplace over $30,000. I know that it's billed as $100,000 to $150,000, but in fact, the cost is less than that because we only get paid part of what we bill. Interestingly, the replacement companies, that is the joint replacement companies for the devices, charge much more even though the devices are made in the U.S. We'll be back. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.